from San Francisco, California. This is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today's Saturday, August 3rd, I think. And it's about 7:10 in the morning. I'm out in the field in a place called Wilton, California, hunting for dove. I'm at a place called Blackjack Ranch. I got here at like 5 o'clock. And there were several other hunters also waiting. You can hear the guns in the background. So I'm sitting in the field. I'm on the edge of the field. There is two guys about 20 yards away from me on the right, and there's a couple other guys about 50 yards away from them. The two guys behind next to me are pretty nice guys, which is I'm surprised, because last time there was a lot of get out of my way. So these guys, hey, bird's coming your way. And I got one, so far I got one dove. The son of the guy who owns this ranch just threw me another dove. So I got two, I think about 10 more before I can invite Chucky over to have some honey lacquered barbecue dove. I think I got an audio comment from the Rock and Roll Banker. Let me see if I can, because I think he's out dove hunting too. Hello, Rock and Roll Banker.
All right, Michael Butler, how you doing today?
I'm super great.
This is Bruce,
hey,
the
Bruce.
Rock and Roll Banker.
Hey, Bruce.
Slash runner.
Here comes
in Bruce. San Antonio, Texas. Dove hunting. And I know you're dove hunting at perhaps the same moment that I am. It's Friday, you can probably hear the shots. Friday at about, I don't know, 5 o'clock central.
Uh-huh. And afternoon or morning.
I'm out in the field with a shitload of other
hunters.
And I'm not hitting anything.
Well, I got one.
And one just went right over me.
Nice.
So they're probably wondering why I'm not shooting. Anyway, I just thought it'd be kind of cool to relay my dove hunting story
while you relay yours.
And there'll be a lot of stops and starts, obviously.
Yeah.
When something happens, so I don't know. I haven't shot a gun but like a few times in my life, so I just figured
you
this dang
both,
shotgun
right?
out that I borrowed.
Fun,
took
yeah.
me 30 minutes just to figure out how to load it and shoot it, and kind of watching all the other hunters around me. There's a bunch of hay bales.
Yeah, it's not how good you are, it's how
freaking
good you
massive
look.
Field in Hondo, Texas.
Oh, nice. You probably got
which
more
is basically
than we do here.
Yeah, west of San Antonio, a little northwest of San Antonio, farm country. And I'm a banker, so one of my customers is putting this on and invited me to come out. So here I am in the middle of a field. I got my six-pack of Bud Light.
There you go. So you
and
must
my
be
gun that I've shot twice that I borrowed. Last time I shot it was probably 10 years ago. So like I said, I just kind of figured out how to friggin' load the dang thing and shoot
it's
it
not
again.
Hard.
So,
not hard.
This will be interesting. I've shot about 10 shells and got and I've suck.
Have you got any?
So. No. Hopefully you're having better luck than I am.
Well,
and
I got
will,
one. I've shot about six and, shells and got one.
Call you or pick back up in a minute. Later.
All right, Rock and Roll Banker Bruce.
Okay, I'm back, Michael.
Hey,
this
Bruce.
Is interesting stuff because I'm the ultimate rookie.
Yeah.
And
well,
I know you're not
too.
Seasoned.
No.
So I was just listening to a seasoned hunter walk about 30 yards away from me, and they decided to change position, and he's got his 15-year-old son probably or whatever he is with him, giving him advice on how to shoot. So I listened. So I had one eye closed, aiming up the barrel with my right eye, leading the bird, and this guy's telling his son, both eyes open.
Yeah,
so
that's what I was
I don't know.
Too.
There's a little tip. See if it helps. Back in a minute.
I was told that too, but when I was
all right,
shooting
Michael.
Clays, okay, I'll
it's,
talk to you. In a second.
After eight, a few beers in.
There you go.
Zero birds.
No birds.
Had a good time. Hope you did too. I'm out. Stay frosty.
All right, Bruce. Stay frosty, friend. Sorry you didn't get any dove. Yeah, I got one, and the guy gave me one, so I have two. Hopefully, if I would see some more flying over, I would get more, I think. But there's not any flying over. There's one way down on the other side of this field, but it's not coming. It might be coming my way, and if it does, you'll hear me shoot it. I was told leave both eyes open, too, but when I shoot clays, my instructor that I took a course from, he said leave your eyes open, but I was having better luck with one eye closed, so he said just do it with one eye closed, whatever works best for you. So I don't remember if I had both eyes open when I shot this one dove today or not. All right, well, I hope I get more, but regardless, even if I don't, I'm having a good time up here in the fields of Wilton, California, just outside of Sacramento. It's actually quite pleasant today, too. It's not hot. I have a nice chair to kick back. I have some iced tea. Tonight, I will have at least 6 tecates next to me. I'm going to hunt probably till about 11, and then I'm going to go back to the room. I got a place, Extended Stay America, which is a pretty decent place, actually. I don't know what the neighborhood's like. I think I'm going to look on the Yelp for a good Japanese restaurant up here. I saw a bunch of Japanese, like, steakhouses and stuff. So I'm going to see if I can do that for I don't know what I'm going to do for lunch, but I'll probably, after I hunt this afternoon, I'm going to come back here about 4 and hunt till about dark. And after dark, I think I will go find me a Japanese restaurant and sit down by myself. I'm all alone, so it's a nice weekend of solitude. Nobody to bug me. You know how that is. A man needs his solitude occasionally. All right. Thanks for listening, friends. This is a bonus episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting, day 31. You know how to reach me. I will see you. I might check in again tomorrow. We will see. Or maybe even tonight I'll do another episode. I think I will check in on the way home and tell you how many birds I got. And hopefully I'll have enough to have a dove barbecue with my good buddy Chalky. All right, friends, I'm gonna leave out with another song. This song is called, oh, do I have it? Oh shit, I don't have a song. So I will pause this and see if I can find a song. All right, I'm gonna leave you with the Joe Perry Project, Shooting Star. Get it, shooting? All right, I'll talk to you later, friends.
Then I'll return from space. It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.